You're listening to the Closing Market Report for the 21st day of August. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. This is Illinois Public Media. On the phone line with us, Jackie Vake. She's at Stuart Peterson right here in Champaign County. She'll take a look at the futures markets and how trade has progressed through the day. Jackie, thanks for taking the time with us. Why don't you start with what you think the most important part of the trade might have been for the day?
Well, I think if we're going to talk from a technical standpoint, Todd, I think there's a couple different things. We saw the September-December corn spread actually widen today, which we haven't seen in a long time. It's actually at 15 is where it closed today, and that's pretty much a miracle because it was down to about 7.5. And so it says to me that perhaps we've got some people who are sitting in the September contract short deciding that they want to move out. But I think the most impressive or maybe scary thing about the technicals is the double top we saw at 1319 on November beans. You know, a double top is usually an indication and is a strong holder in most cases to keep you from going higher. So if we don't see it broken overnight tonight, then I think, you know, there's likely that we could see some, you know, some profit taking come into the day tomorrow. But, you know, so much of that will be tempered by what the Pro Farmer Tour is talking about. You know, they're in Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois today. You know, their reports on beans and how far the beans are, especially in the Minnesota-Iowa area, could just negate anything that we're looking at on this double top.
So your thought process is that the beans may be so far behind in those states that the trade is scared into moving higher?
I think so. And the other thing, our garden here is packed with aphids, and I've been hearing aphids being talked about with a lot of clients in a lot of places, and boy, I'll tell you, if they're as heavy in the beans as they are in the garden, it's very scary when you actually look at final yields. And, you know, we just don't see any major rains coming. There's a little bit of rain over in the eastern Corn Belt, very spotty, but other than that, we're not seeing anything on the radar nor on the forecast. And so there's nothing there to say that those old aphids can't do a lot of damage at this stage of the game.
You stay with beans for me for just a second and turn your attention overseas to trade in particular. Talk to me just a bit both about Argentina and China.
Well, when you look at Argentina, I'm always looking for the U.S. dollar price as far as what beans are on sale for down there, and they're at $15.90 right now, which is a great deal higher than our U.S. cash index average of $13.67. So it tells me, at least at the moment, they are not competitive. Can't find any information on Brazil, right at this point in time. And when you look at China, I think, you know, the China situation continues to be strong. Export sales for tomorrow are estimated to be 1.35 million metric tons to 2 million metric tons. That is gigantic. And so, you know, we take a step back and look at the double top. If the pro farmer information isn't strong enough to offset the double top, the export sales and whether we make it or we don't make it may be the determining factor. But I think China is going to continue to move forward and just keep on buying beans.
Is what you're seeing come out of Iowa from the Pro Farmer Tour suggesting to you, at least for corn as well, that there might be more to the upside potential there? I talked to, and we'll hear this in just a bit, Chip Flory earlier today, and he is not impressed.
Well, I do believe that's true, and I think that, you know, the trade has been really, really good at ignoring some of the talk about what's going on in Iowa, and basically, you know, they're more like Missouri. It's show me, basically, is what it comes down to. And so I think that when you look at the bigger picture, the potential is there. But one thing I want to make sure that listeners understand is, long before we really find out for sure what's going on, the trade is going to have the maximum number already built in here, and we'll go as far as we can go. That's why it's concerning when you see a double top in beans. We see consolidation on the corn charts between the 20- and 40-day moving averages. There's some very strong weekly resistance at 490 on the December corn chart. All of those things, if we don't continue to feed the bull, like they talk about all the time, could lead to a pretty strong pullback. But what it's saying to me, Todd, you know, overall, and this is the whole Pro Farmer Tour, not just out in Iowa, is that we have a lot to learn yet when it comes to the final yield, and this dry weather is just wreaking havoc with corn. We continue to hear more and more reports of premature denting going on. We're seeing SIDS. Dave and I talked about that this morning. We're hearing about SIDS in a lot of places, although I really don't put a lot of credence into that, because I remember when we went to the Iowa Farm Progress Days, there were SIDS everywhere out there, and we still had a good yield. And so I think that just in general, any information we're getting out of Pro Farmer is just another cog in the wheel to help us, and probably another opportunity to give us downside support rather than a tremendous amount of upside potential.
Those are two different things.
Yes, they are.
By far two different things.
Yes, they are. And so I'd have to say, you know, don't get me wrong. I think that we could see December corn rally to $5, and I think, you know, there's resistance up there at that 5.11 area. There's no question that we've got opportunity here, but at the very same time, we have to be realistic. We still have a huge carryout on corn. Can beans drag us higher? Yes, they can. We're now at the 2.7 ratio. I think we can go to 2.8, so, you know, we may be able to do that. I just don't want to see people get so hopped up on this that they don't think we can ever back off, because it certainly can happen. And I think from a realistic standpoint, we could find ourselves testing, instead of 410 area like we currently had been talking about, we could still find ourselves in corn testing maybe the 430 to 440 area again.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Talk to you again next week. And
thank you.
We'll do that where? At Farm Progress Show, right? Live on stage.
You betcha.
Okay.
You betcha.
Hey, thanks so much. That's
bye-bye.
Jackie Vake. She's at Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Joins us on the closing market report. Dave Dickey will be here in a moment with a look at today's agricultural news.